Mexican citizens living in the United States may soon become an important voice in their country's presidential politics. Yesterday, Mexican lawmakers agreed to allow Mexicans living abroad to cast absentee ballots by mail. If all goes as planned, the new system will be in place for Mexico's presidential election next year. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Los Angeles, some potential voters are still skeptical.
Efrain Jimenez left his hometown in Zacatecas, Mexico, more than a decade ago, but he still carries his old Mexican voter registration card in his wallet.
It's not any good to vote, but since it's an official identification, then so that's why I have it on my pocket.
Jimenez says getting the right to vote has been a long time coming for migrants like him who send so much money back to Mexico. Jimenez heads the Federation of Zacatecan Clubs, a group of more than 74 organizations in Southern California that raise money for public works projects in their home state in central Mexico.
Even if we send millions of dollars to build infrastructure and everything, if corruption continues and public policy is not adequate bring the country up, I mean, everything is going to be the same. So we need to have a voice, we need to have a vote where decisions are taking place.
But Jimenez says, unfortunately, he doesn't expect a large turnout in the United States. Only Mexicans who already have a valid voter credential will be able to apply for a ballot, and then they have to send their vote to Mexico via certified mail. That's enough of an obstacle for Salvador Becerra, who's eligible to vote in Mexico. He spent this morning standing in line at the Mexican consulate in Los Angeles trying to get a permit to drive his car into Mexico. Becerra says there's no way he trusts the Mexican postal system, which he says is just as slow and inefficient as the consulate.
I mean, they're going to mail our votes to where? We don't know. Who's going to get them? Who's going to add extra envelopes over there with U.S. addresses? Who's going to guarantee that it's going to be a clean election? They can't.
But Maria Fernandez, a mother of four, says she will vote.
Uno sigue siendo mexicano y tiene uno el derecho de seguir.
Just because she lives here, she says, doesn't mean she stopped being Mexican or stopped having opinions about what's going on at home. Such dual allegiances worry advocates of stricter immigration here in the United States, like Steve Camerata of the Center for Immigration Studies.
People voting in a foreign election serves to undermine and mock the very notion of America, which is that people come and assimilate and identify with America. But if they're constantly voting and following the politics in a foreign country, that would certainly seem to undermine that very notion.
There are an estimated 11 million Mexicans living in the United States, most of them in California. But Wayne Cornelius of the Center for Comparative Immigration Studies says only about 400,000 will cast votes in the U.S. Mexico began issuing voter credentials in 1992, so any migrant that came here before then is disqualified, and for many the cost of returning home to get an ID is prohibitive. Despite the flaws, however, Cornelius says the new law is a good first step toward a more equitable absentee voting system, and he says just getting this far proves that Mexican migrants in the U.S. will no longer be ignored by politicians back home.
They can't simply discard options like this without some cost because of the breadth of public support and because the U.S.-based migrants have become so much better organized politically.
Mexicans casting a ballot abroad will have to pay for their new voting privilege. Each voter will be charged $18 to cover the cost of getting their ballots back home. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.